Hello everyone, this is Mario Duda from Riverside, and you're listening to Prague Report.
The Prague Report Show, featuring the latest in progressive rock with your host, Roy Avin.
Hi everybody, welcome to another Prague Report Show, PragueReport.com. On Facebook, at The Prague Report, on Twitter, and of course you can get all our interviews by subscribing to our podcast on iTunes. It's been a while since the last episode, so apologies for that. We got a lot of great stuff, some new bands, some new music from some older bands as well, so a lot of great stuff to check out. We're going to get started with a band that's relatively new, just signed a worldwide deal with Inside Out Music, one of the premier Prague rock labels. It's a band out of Australia called Caligula's Horse. They have a brand new album out called Bloom, which comes out on October 30th in the US. And we're going to play a track off of that. This is Marigold.
Still God with nothing above.
Riverside released a brand new album called Love, Fear, and the Time Machine on September 4th. Sort of a shift in the music for the band, a little bit slower, a little bit more focused on the vocals rather than sort of the heavy shredding that maybe they used to do. I spoke with lead songwriter and singer Marius Duda about how they put together their instrumental parts, if those are as thought out as the actual singing and melodies, or if it's more of an improvisational thing.
That kind of things I try to compose mostly when we are together in our rehearsal room. So it's mostly I'm just kind of director in this moment, and I see where we are going and how we should follow. It's just like this, like I start with the idea, and sometimes I ask, okay, play like this, and someone just tells me, oh, maybe I will play in this in a different way, okay, go with this. So we're just doing this very quickly and kind of spontaneous, but I would like to catch this mood to feel the goosebumps if I like something, right? So it's mostly like this.
I drop down again from a star on a desert island full of skies, and I saw a boy looking up, dreaming of his future from my past, from my past. Soon I drew an ocean, tamed the sun, and I plunged my feet into the sand. Bit by bit I came to understand how I missed this freedom and this swoosh of waves. Come follow me, we'll go down where the river flows. Ah, one day just you and I would find the bridge to the Neverland. Fear of failure and true love. but I don't regret them. I am what I lost. Come follow me, we'll go down where the river flows. Oh. One day, just you and I will find the bridge into the night. Oh. Come follow me, we'll go down where the river flows. Oh. One day, just you and I will find the bridge to the Neverland.
Hackett's been touring for the last few years with his Genesis Revisited band, and filling in on those tours as lead singer has been Ned Sylvan. Ned Sylvan has had a career before in some other bands, and now he's releasing his brand new solo album under the name Ned Sylvan. It's called Courting the Widow, and it is a really great throwback to old 70s style Genesis. Has a lot of great cameos. Steve Hackett plays on it, Nick DiVirgilio plays on it, Nick Beggs, a bunch of others. It's a fantastic album. We're going to play the title track off that album. It's called Courting the Widow. Really great record to check out, and you can hear the first song here.
She lingers beside herself, compelled by her visions. Beside his corpse she will stay. Called the widow I made. Out of the bloodshed and tears, he laid in the water where she came down to find him. Bloody water divides life asunder. My Sunday slumber and die. And I should wipe up this my own. Are fading so fast. I wish I could travel in time and bring her with me. Call the widow.
as life asunder my son may slumber and die, so I can enter his pride. Call the widow, shall I? Oh, in the dark of the will clear from blood. Soon she calls. Soon she calls.
The Winery Dogs have a new album coming out on October 2nd called Hot Streak. Of course, that's a group with Billy Sheehan on bass, Mike Portnoy on drums, and Richie Kotzen on guitar and vocals. Their last album was a surprising success for the band, and they're expecting great things from this next one as well. We're going to play a track off of the album, the first single called Oblivion, which I spoke to Billy Sheehan about, and we talked about how that song came together on their previous tour.
Well, we actually wrote that song in the middle of our tour last tour we did, and because we wanted, because we were touring for so long, we wanted to have something new in the set for people to come out, because you know we played pretty much every song on the record. So we wrote that and performed it maybe about eight or nine times on tour. And so we kind of had a handle on that one, but it wasn't completed though. Even though we performed it, the version that ended up on the record has involved changes in it as well. We allowed it to evolve, and so then when we recorded it for this record, those changes kind of brought it, even added even more new life to it. So I know people, especially the Dog Can't, had heard us play that song before it was recorded, and then we played it in the recording. And they seem very, very pleased with how it has evolved.
Sweet Billy Pilgrim, a really cool English band, released an album earlier this year. And, you know, not completely of a prog record, but totally fits in the kind of genre because it's so different. A lot of different styles on it. They take a lot of chances with their songs. And we really like this one song called Slingshot Grin, which they just released a video for a few weeks ago. We're going to play that now and definitely recommend checking out this album.
Scissors paint your fingers bloody. I know better than the new brush transmission from the understudies. Oh, listen to me, I know better than you do. One for the money, make your fingers black. And I know better than you do. The hearts of God who are a cul-de-sac. It's true. What you gonna do?
Clocks will stop when you drop that slingshot grin. Oh, now change is gonna come. Something lost when you got that slingshot.
Slingshot.
Spock's Beard released their 12th studio album with their third lineup. Of course, it's the same lineup as last album, Brief Nocturnes. This new album is called The Oblivion Particle. They did a different thing this time around with one of the singles. It's a track where the drummer, Jimmy Keegan, sings. It's called Bennett Build a Time Machine. We caught up with Jimmy and asked him what it was like to sing on this track.
And when we first sat down and discussed, okay, this is the lineup of the band, we did talk about the fact that as much as Ted is the singer of the band, there are other singers in the band. So we should always try to keep that open. You know, Al has a really cool, quirky voice, and he sang in the past. And everyone participates in terms of background vocals, but even Dave has an interesting voice that could be utilized more than it is. But I did emphasize the fact that I'm game for singing a tune if one should come up. So if it's apropos and it's not stepping on anyone's toes, I'd love to take a song here and there. Yeah, so I mean, that's really what it was. When we, because a lot of the songs that John wrote on this were so based on imagery, it involved characters. And Ted is Ted. He sings the way Ted sings. And this is what he's telling me. You know, he's like, I don't know that I want to become a character. That's not the kind of singer I want to be. So I kind of went, well, how do you feel about me giving a crack at it? And we kind of went, you know, sure, why not? Nothing to lose. And so I did.
Visions that he'd seen.
Virtuoso Scale the Summit have returned with a brand new album called V or Five. I guess it's their fifth album. Came out on September 18th. And they've taken it to yet another level with their playing. This is a fantastic album full of instrumental shredding and really cool playing. We're going to play the second track off the album. This is one called Soria Moria. Jack are back with a brand new album, returning with a new singer, Todd LaTorre, building off the last album. And this one really has returned to everything that everyone has ever loved about the band. The songs are longer, more solos, better production, whatever you want, it's there. There's ballads, there's longer songs. It's just really great. They released this track called Hellfire earlier this week. And I think this sort of gives a good picture of what the album is like. So definitely pick this one up. It comes out on October 2nd. And here frontman Todd LaTorre talks about how the new album is different than the last one.
You know, we thought when we started writing this record, you know, we need to dig a little deeper and push ourselves in some creative ways that the last record didn't show. And I think that we executed that well, even though the last record is great and I love it. To me, this one is more, it feels more like my record. Because it's longer and there's more songs, I was able to express vocally some things that I didn't get a chance to do on the last one, just because the songs didn't call for it. And so that was really pleasing to me to be able to do that. And so everyone was very involved in the writing process of all the songs, and it's a true band effort, which is always great.
Here comes the shrapnel again!
thanks again for checking us out. Again, don't forget about the website, Facebook, Twitter, and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Check out theprogreport.com for more stuff. Thanks.